With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. It's Labor Day weekend and people are on the move.
San Francisco International Airport spokesperson Doug Yackel says they're hoping to see a return to pre-pandemic levels of travel.
We're expecting about 930,000 people to go through SFO this Labor Day weekend. It's about 8.7% higher than what we saw Labor Day weekend last year. But we're not quite at pre-pandemic levels. We're very close. We expect this weekend to be at about 90% of what we saw back in 2019.
Yackel recommends getting to the airport early. Travelers should also keep an eye on the weather since it's the leading cause of flight delays. Forecasts call for rain from Texas to New England, plus parts of Florida over the weekend. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Gold Star mom is defending President Trump over a Democrat-created Arlington National Cemetery controversy. President Trump was criticized by Democrats for taking video at the site, but Kelly Hoover says it was the right thing to do. Hoover said she invited Trump, adding that her son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration. Staff Sergeant Darren Taylor Hoover was killed during the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Neither Biden nor Harris attended the ceremony to honor those who were killed. Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. officials are looking into the crash of a newly received F-16. Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a US-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Transgenderism sparks another court case.
Vivian Garrity is an English teacher at Jackson Middle School in Jackson Township, Ohio, and she refuses to call girls boys and boys girls. That prompted the local school district to force her out of her job, and she went to court. The district asked the judge to dismiss the case, but the judge declined, finding that school officials very likely violated Garrity's First Amendment rights. Cases like these are multiplying all across the country as schools embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government will spend more money to try and protect synagogues and other Jewish institutions as anti-Semitism rises. Department of Homeland Security is allocating over $450 million for the coming fiscal year to help Jews keep their property safe. The money is also available to other religious groups whose houses of worship and buildings might be threatened. This is SRN News. Dispatching errors and the failure of two backup systems allowed a Union Pacific train to slam into 74 rail cars that had been parked on a sidetrack for 9 months in Southern California back in 2022.
That's according to a National Transportation Safety Board report detailing what caused the crash in the desert near the Salton Sea. An engineer and a conductor died in the accident. Investigators determined that mistakes made by dispatchers at the railroad's headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, led to the train being routed directly into the parked rail cars.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. One dispatcher even overruled the train crew, who said they had been told by a colleague that cars were still parked on that track. Teamsters Union, that represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads, has filed the lawsuits it promised, challenging the orders that forced employees back to work and got the trains moving again. More details at SRNnews.com.